From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Day two of Comic-Con is underway in San Diego, California. Convention organizers expect as many as 150,000 people to show up. Fans that don't make it there will be stuck at home with visions of Princess Leia cosplay outfits dancing in their heads. But wait, good news, Batman. There will soon be a paid streaming channel for fans to watch Comic-Con-related programming whenever they want. It's one of a rapidly growing number of niche subscription streaming services, Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
Whether you want to watch foreign TV shows or horror flicks, or maybe just something to inspire a good cry,
I gotta go.
There's a subscription streaming service that wants to sign you up. Rob Fried is the CEO of Feelin, owned by Hallmark.
We're a boutique niche service, so we are appealing to a certain audience.
Feelin's niche?
Feel-good movies.
For about $2 a month, subscribers get a steady stream of Hallmark movies, Hollywood happy endings, and some original content, all in one place. No digging through Netflix and Amazon required.
A lot of people, I think, don't like to poke around. We do a lot of that heavy lifting for you.
Heavy lifting, also known as curation. Other subscription services have a different selling point. Access. Take Screenbox, a $4 a month streaming service for horror movies. Ray Canella, who also goes by Rayzilla, is in charge of programming.
When the DVD died, what were horror fans to do?
Video stores used to be the go-to, but today there are no video stores, and you're not going to find uncut slasher films on television.
I like to think, first of all, that I shoot for a level of depravity that is not found elsewhere.
Other players rushing into the subscription game have more run-of-the-mill ambitions. They just want to make some money off content they've already created. Nickelodeon has a subscription service for toddlers. Lifetime has packaged up its special brand of melodramas. Amanda Lotz is a communications professor at the University of Michigan.
It makes sense for the entities that actually hold the rights to content to move into digital distribution and going straight to consumers.
Consumers who are increasingly willing to create their own entertainment experience and pay for it. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
The Office of Personnel Management hack that exposed personal information of government workers has now reached a massive size. Yesterday, the agency announced that an additional 21 million federal employees were impacted. There are now also two lawsuits attached to the attack. One filed this week by the National Treasury Employees Union says that breaches of personnel records were unconstitutional. Another National Union of Government Employees filed suit in June, saying the OPM's director, Catherine Archuleta, caused financial and emotional harm. Both suits get at a fundamental question that hasn't been answered. Here's Paul Carlsgott, partner at the firm Baker Hostetler.
It remains unclear whether there is a right to informational privacy in the Constitution, which is really the foundation of the claims in the most recent case.
People who are suing the federal government over this aren't going to have an easy case. There's a difference between paying customers of a service and government employees.
The types of information are different, which will raise different issues in the lawsuit. But also the fact that these are employees of a government entity makes it more of a challenge for the plaintiffs to raise claims that will pass muster with the courts, because the U.S. government has immunity from suit and so can only be sued under certain circumstances.
Paul Carlsgott, partner at Baker Hostetler, he says that in the end, public pressure might result in policy changes or compensation for damage done. It's Friday and time for Silicon Tally. My guest this week, Steve Kovac, deputy tech editor at Business Insider. Steve, thanks for coming in. Are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Let's do it.
3 hours and 38 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, the New York Stock Exchange.
Yes, that's how long the stock exchange was down. But apparently the latest theory is that maybe there was a software update the night before.
The most important thing is it wasn't a hack. There was no criminal activity here. So everyone was kind of freaking out this week. The Wall Street Journal went down at the same time.
And then there's China. It's like conspiracy theories on Twitter abound. All right, what do you got for me?
1080 by 1080.
This is obviously video related.
Sort of.
Okay, maybe not.
Instagram. They updated the resolution,
right. So
now your Instagram photos are twice as sharp.
Your pancakes at brunch are going to be so high def.
Yeah.
All right. 50,000 charges.
I feel like this would have to be something with some kind of consumer payments fraud. You're giving me the eyes. I don't know.
I'm arching my eyebrows. It definitely deals with fraud.
Can you give me a hint what kind of fraud?
I'm going to say Microsoft's Xbox Live.
Oh, right. The Lizard Squad guy.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
The hacker from the organization Lizard Squad has been convicted of 50,000 charges related to hacking in Finland.
Right.
This kid is 17, so he's not going to jail, but his electronic, his like all of his online activity will be monitored.
The old-fashioned hacker story is they make him work for the government or something.
He's been recruited.
Right, right.
Maybe he'll be recruited. He'll start working for the...
The Finnish government?
Yeah, yeah. All right, what do you got for me?
7.4 million.
Can you give me the unit of measure?
It's dollars.
The difference between what women Facebook senior executives and male Facebook senior executives get paid, I don't know.
Probably true, but it's actually how much PewDiePie, the YouTube star, made last year in 2014. We found that out this week. He makes videos of just playing video games.
Yes.
And just by running ads next to him, he made $7.4 million.
I want that job.
And he kind of defended himself. People are giving him a lot of criticism for it. And why? I mean, he's providing value to people, and it's a new kind of entertainment.
Yeah. Let PewDiePie get all the PewDiePie dollars he can.
Exactly.
Steve Kovac, he's deputy tech editor at Business Insider. Steve, thank you very much for playing along.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know you can always play Silicon Tally with us. We've got a pretty awesome Twitter quiz going on today. Find us at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.